H here, and yeah, yesterday, last night, USF, my alma mater, won their first NCAA tournament game ever, in their third appearance, and their first in 20 years. And so, I'm happy, I'm excited. USF will play again tomorrow night. Yeah, Friday night, in Nashville, I believe, against, Temple. And I believe that's like 9:30, something like that, on TNT. And, you know, football's normally my sport, but USF, football had a really down year. Won their first four and then only lost won their first four and then only won one more down the stretch. They did beat Notre Dame, but other than that, USF football kind of sucked. So USF basketball kind of making up for it. And Temple, that's a winnable game. The Michigan Ohio winner, that's a winnable game. I'm not saying it'd be easy. I'm just saying USF could be playing next weekend. I'd be okay with that. And then maybe the Final Four? Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But also, I talked about a little bit on CBG 100, which is now available for download. But yeah, I got a Vita on Monday, and I like it so far. I really do. My library right now up to like 5 or 6 games. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is my only card based game. Everything else is downloaded, including a couple. Touched by Katamari, which is my only other full retail title, but I got the sprung for the downloadable version because it was like $5 less. As well as Plants vs. Zombies, duh. MotorStorm RC, which was free, and has had some free DLC as well. And Super Stardust Delta, which is pretty good. I mean, yeah, they had a bundle with a DLC for which had extra modes. Saved like $2 when you buy the get the bundle, so I did that. $2 or $3. But I really like the form. It's quite a bit, the setup, the interface, it's quite a bit different from the XMB. The cross media bar. It's probably closer to iOS and the Wii, where you have a page of icons and you can scroll down to other pages. Only here there are circles and there's 10 on a page. Yeah, 10 on a page. So, yeah. And got a little, I forget what their term is, but it's good. It's a little screen before you actually start the program, or if you switch it between programs when you resume it. And it also has links. It's got links to the store for your DLC, or if you're playing a demo or trial, the full version link to the store. And you know what? I like it. I think Nier, I'm still trying to understand Nier, but the fact that you get stuff from other gamers for your games, I think that's pretty cool. And I'm running out of time, so listen to CBG 100, available now. ThatGamerHub.com/CrossBorderGaming or on iTunes. H out.